Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're on the airwaves with Angus and Trista for your 8am Zedlines. In local news, police have located the body of a 23-year-old man who fell into the Brisbane River early Sunday morning. The man slipped and fell from a pontoon at Jindalee while with family and friends, failing to resurface. Despite efforts from specialist divers and the SES, the man was found deceased and his body has been recovered 600 metres downstream from the Jindalee boat ramp. In more local news, protesters have disrupted a Brisbane City Council chamber meeting on evicting homeless people from parks and green spaces. Two protesters heckled Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner as he defended his crackdown on rough sleepers living in parks, prompting a 15-minute recess in the chamber meeting. One protester was arrested and the other was forcibly removed by police from the gallery. Brisbane City Council have become the second council to crack down on rough sleepers, with Moreton City Council's ban coming into effect today. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has formalised a $6.5 billion deal for Canada to purchase an Australian-made missile detection system. The deal was revealed after a phone call between Mr. Albanese and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney last night. The radar has been described by Canadian defence officials as the most advanced and efficient system, requiring less land than the American equivalent. The deal reaffirms Canada's desire to strengthen defence relations with countries other than the United States.
In more national news, documents from the Federal Treasury show that a falling tobacco excise has caused a $31 billion absence in the budget coffers. The shortfall is caused by the vape and tobacco black market selling without tax. In 2022, the tobacco excise was the government's fourth highest earning source of revenue, and recently is now the seventh behind alcohol, GST, and income tax. Tobacco was forecasted to generate $14.4 billion for the federal government in 2024-2025, but is now expected to produce only $8.8 billion, a 42% drop. In international news, content warning for the invasion of Gaza and violence, more than 400 have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip, as Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to resume combat with Hamas. Netanyahu resumed the attacks, accusing Hamas of rejecting Israeli ceasefire proposals, saying that they would be done under fire from now on. Hamas accused Israel of attacking defenseless civilians, adding that the U.S. was just as responsible. As it was revealed, Israel briefed the U.S. on the strikes prior to launch. The attacks have garnered intense international scrutiny from Europe, China, the Middle East, and Australia. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The river's tide is rising from its lowest now and will reach high tide at around midday. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.